Today, Congresswoman LaMonica McIver with assault. This follows a skirmish with federal officers happened outside an immigration detention center in Newark, New Jersey. Wall Street, the Dow is down 75 points, NASDAQ off 117. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mike Gallagher here, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. If you know me, you know I only put my name behind people and companies I trust. When it comes to mortgages, I trust Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. They're not just friends. They've done loans for me, my family. I've seen firsthand how they treat every client like their family. And these days, that personal touch really matters. With the cost of everything up, you might be looking for ways to free up cash. Maybe you're thinking about a cash-out refi or HELOC to finish some home projects, consolidate debt, or just get ahead financially. Fellowship is a full-service direct lender, not a broker. They cut out the middleman. That means faster decisions, fewer fees, and less stress. Whether you're buying your first home, downsizing, or refinancing to get some breathing room, they'll tailor fit the loan to your life. Get started at fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. A federal judge has heard arguments in a lawsuit filed by developers of the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project, who want access to private property to perform field surveys for a proposed transmission line. The Public Service Enterprise Group wants to construct a 67-mile high-voltage transmission line through parts of Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties. Artscape state and location have changed, and instead of taking place in the heat of July in Mount Royal, it will be held this weekend around War Memorial Plaza and under the JFX. In keeping with the Artscape tradition, there will be an artisan market, displays, music, food, hands-on activities for kids, and more. To get ready for the event, some parking restrictions begin today, and they will continue throughout the week with road closures starting at 3 p.m. on Friday. And police are investigating separate shootings that left one dead and two injured on Monday. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Six times in the last 20 years, MLB teams have changed managers midseason and made the playoffs. But a look back at the records of those teams reveals none were more than 10 games under when it happened. The hole the Orioles are attempting to climb out of has now reached 16 games after last night's loss to the Brewers. Starting pitcher Dean Kramer was asked how much confidence Mancino inspires in the team.
For me personally, he's one of my favorite coaches on the staff. Love him to death. He knows when to keep it real and when not to. So I know a lot of guys have his back.
Birds will try to snap their first seven-game losing streak since 2021 tonight, with Keegan Aiken getting the nod for Baltimore. With 1,316 rushing yards this coming season, Derrick Henry would join an elite club, and that is top 10 rushers in NFL history. The King was asked yesterday what that would feel like.
Since I was 5 years old, you know, I fell in love with this game, you know, and playing this position. You know, I always looked up to great running backs who played this game at a high level, who are legends of the game, and, you know, dreaming of my name being mentioned with them one day.
And finally, numbers are in from Preakness 150. Attendance a combined 63,000 over the weekend, on par with the last few runs, but less than a third of the 190,000 who attended the weekend in 2017. Impressive, though, was the handle, topping 138 mil, an increase from 98.5 last year. Coming up in 30 minutes, Tony Mancelino's first big managerial decision goes awry. And that is Stein on Sports.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper Engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
At 10:07, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy and a little cooler today with highs in the low 70s. Increasing clouds with some rain showers arriving late tonight as lows dip into the mid-50s. And then here comes the rain. We've got showers likely on Wednesday with highs in the much cooler low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 61 degrees in Essex, 60 in Owings Mills, and 55 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now. On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday to all of you. Of course, the first hour there, we spent some time talking about President Joe Biden. We're going to move on from that. But first, I wanted to read some of your text messages. If you did not know, you go to the App Store and download the WCBM app. It is free in the App Store. You can take the show on the go, and then also you can text me live here in studio, and I can read your text messages. Craig in Harford County says, morning, Kim. Just wait a few weeks to see how sick he is by monitoring his Rehoboth Beach time. I feel they are just putting his illness out there to deter something else like an investigation. You know, Craig, that could be as well. JT from Jessup says, I'd be willing to bet that the powers behind Biden knew about the cancer, and they ran him for president in 2024, knowing that he could not serve a full term. Says Joe had a better chance of beating Trump than Kamala did. They figured they'd run him, and after he got in, he'd announce that he was stepping down because he had cancer. Then Kamala, the puppet, would move from VP to president. Unfortunately for them, Joe had his disastrous performance at the debate, and they were forced to bump him off the ticket and move Kamala up to the top. JT, that's a great theory. It truly is. I always go back, and I don't know if you guys recall, but I go back and I think about the way that the Biden administration pushed for that debate. Do you remember that? President Trump was not the one that requested that debate. There was a push from the Biden administration. And, of course, the media, I mean, they fell on top of it as fast as they could because, of course, it was ratings. And so I always go back to thinking about how they could have avoided it altogether had they not requested the debate to begin with. And so when you're right, when he had that disastrous performance, they had to make a call. Now, there were a lot of people, I will say, on the Democrat ticket, or party, I should say. They were calling for the DNC to take a step back even after the debate, and they wanted Joe to continue to run, which I think would help your theory there, JT, in saying that some of the powers that be, they knew about it, and they also believed how you believed that he was the one to beat Trump and Kamala could not do it. Because I recall, I guess, even Governor Wes Moore, remember all those people that kept forward and they said, yeah, he just had a bad debate. Everybody has a bad debate every once in a while. He's still sharp as a tack. I talked to him not too long ago. He's doing well. At that time, Governor Wes Moore said he was with him at the White House right afterwards. And he spoke to him, but he wasn't too concerned. But there were so many calls from the party itself, they had to make a different decision. But I think you're right there, JT. Debbie says, Kim, they've covered up everything, cancer included. Honestly, I don't care. The entire family are criminals, drug addicts, and pedophiles. The only reason they are coming clean with this is to deflect from the Bill Hur audio and the auto pen. Who controlled that pen? Everything he did should be null and void. Shameful, and the media covered, too. That's a great point there, Debbie. We had on the show last week, was it Ed Martin? Yeah, Ed Martin said that they were going to investigate by his pardons. And I do believe that's going to come out in the investigation, that a lot of those pardons were never Biden's decision to begin with. And I think you're right there, Debbie, because all of this is coming to a head right now. You got Jake Tapper's book. You got Ed Martin that is now looking into the pardons. You've got the fact that there are many people on podcasts asking more questions that are Democrats. Senator Bernie Sanders, AOC, they're touring the country, doing all these rallies. Pete Buttigieg, for some reason, it looks like he might try to, you know, take a swipe at the Oval Office. You got Governor Wes Moore. He's trying to do his best to be on the national scene. He's really failing at it, though. He really is. We'll talk about that in just a second. But he's not doing a very good job. I got Robert here. He says, hi, Cam. I think the news about Joe Biden's personal medical issue protected by HIPAA laws is more propaganda and just another distraction, just like the cocaine being found in the White House, which we wouldn't have ever heard about if it were really true. Yeah, Robert, I was trying to who leaked that information about the cocaine in the White House? I'm trying to think of who that was. Because that was weird. That was weird also. Because remember the Secret Service, they came back and said, we don't know whose it is. And so they closed the investigation into it within like 24 hours or something. They're like, yeah, forget about it. And we were all sitting here like, wait, what? Oh, man. All right. Marty says Governor Moore is playing both sides of the issue in preparation of a national run. And you know what? We're going to get into that right now, actually, Marty. And then we'll do the juvenile crime after that one. But I wanted to get into this because Governor Wes Moore is facing a lot of backlash because he did veto the Reparations Commission. And that became a national story pretty much overnight. I myself gave him props for doing so. The Maryland Freedom Caucus and others said, you know what? It's a broken clock situation, I guess. He got this right. And we should give him credit where credit's due. Now, of course, the question yesterday that I had for all of you is whether or not you believe that the Legislative Black Caucus in the General Assembly, if they were going to make a stink about this, or possibly override his veto. Just so you guys know, 79% of you voted that you believed that they are going to try to override the veto. Well, beyond that, because if they do that, first and foremost, if they do that, that makes Governor Wes Moore look even worse. Even worse. Right now on the national scene, you actually have a member of the state delegation in South Carolina asking the South Carolina Democrat Party to disinvite Governor Wes Moore as a keynote speaker to one of their upcoming events. Now, this isn't catching a ton of wind, but the more and more they dig into this story, because right now, the veto of the Reparations Commission from Governor Wes Moore, you can find it at the Washington Post, it's at Politico, it's the New York Post, New York Times, it's all over the place. All over the place. And Roland Martin, who I spoke about earlier, who's kind of like an Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson type character, Roland Martin was talking about this on his show yesterday. Take a listen.
Folks, in Maryland, Governor Wes Moore, of course, the nation's lone black governor, issued 23 vetoes today, and one of those includes a reparations bill. This is the Washington Post story came down about an hour ago. He vetoed, this is what they say, Maryland Governor Wes Moore on Friday vetoed a bill that would have required the state to define the economic harms to black descendants of enslaved people and recommend remedies, dealing a blow to reparations supporters who counted on the only black governor of a U.S. state to be an ally. The veto of a reparations study was the highest profile of two dozen vetoes Moore issued late Friday, the most the governor and rising Democratic star has fought back against the democratically controlled legislature during his 2.5 years in office. This, of course, is big news, and trust me, it was not well received by the Maryland Black Caucus. This was the statement that they released at a time when the White House and Congress are actively targeting black communities, dismantling diversity initiatives, and using harmful coded language. Governor Moore had a chance to show the country and the world that here in Maryland, we boldly and courageously recognize our painful history and the urgent need to address it. Instead, the state's first black governor chose to block this historic legislation that would have moved the state toward directly repairing the harm of enslavement. They said, we are elected, let me go over here. They said, we are elected leaders in the state that enslaved renowned abolitionists Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass, and we convene in a state house that is less than a mile from the Annapolis City Dock, one of the nation's earliest and most high-traffic ports of enslavement. We owe this bill to those who endured forced labor and all black Marylanders impacted by enslavement, discrimination, and its long-term harm. As federal efforts to erase our history and attack the most vulnerable continue, Marylanders need decisive, courageous action.
That was the Legislative Black Caucus in Maryland. That was their statement read by Roland Martin on his podcast. You know, if there was, I never, in a million years, I never thought it would be the Maryland Black Caucus that would torpedo Governor Wes Moore's presidential run. I mean, you can't make this up. You can't make this up. So now, and many of you, like I said, 79% of you voted yesterday that they're gonna override his veto. And look, I'm right there with you. Right there with you. They're going to have to do it. Because they have to answer to their constituents, and many of them are in predominantly black communities, and they talk about reparations till they're blue in the face because, for some reason, they're never a victim of their own life choices. It's, oh, the white man owes me money, America owes me money, somebody owes me money, and that's why I can't succeed in life, because somebody owes me money. It's a tired conversation I've heard my entire life. And so while people are sitting around talking about reparations, you got other people that are out there at least trying to, you know, make something of themselves and do more with their lives while they just complain, saying that, you know, somebody owes me money. Obviously, that's not the case. I mean, we are so far removed from slavery. Look, we talked about that yesterday. We don't have to get into the weeds of that. I wanted to note this. Larry Gibson, and if you don't know who Larry Gibson is, he's pretty much like a bigwig here in the state of Maryland for the Democrat Party. If you look at who's behind Congressman Kwesi Enfume, Sheila Dixon, there's like a whole crew of those that run for office. And, you know, some of them get elected every once in a while. Their mentor is this guy, Larry Gibson, who's been involved, like I said, with the Democrat Party here in Maryland for decades. Okay. I think his biggest claim to fame was helping Thurgood Marshall with his career. I believe that's what he posts about the most. And if I remember correctly, he was somewhat of a, I don't know if I would say a mentee or they just worked well together. I'm not quite certain. But on May 14th, Larry Gibson actually wrote an op-ed and it was in the Baltimore Banner. And the title reads, Governor Wes Moore should veto reparations bill and act boldly. I don't know if Larry Gibson is involved in Governor Wes Moore's political future, but he is involved in many. So I wouldn't be surprised if this decision came from someone like Larry Gibson. I also wouldn't be surprised that he made this decision. I think anybody in the state of Maryland would say, you know, Wes Moore knows he doesn't have the money. We don't even have the money for a commission, right? We don't have money for a study, let alone for reparations itself. But for the Maryland General Assembly and that legislative black caucus, they know that we don't have the money. And they're still filleting this guy on the national scene. Perhaps there's somebody within the Black Caucus here in Maryland that isn't a fan of Governor Wes Moore. Because the more and more I look at this, the more I think to myself, I'm like, why would they torpedo his presidential run? Here he is on the national stage, right? He goes on The View. He's on Meet the Press. He does, you know, morning talk shows all the time on the national scene. You don't usually see that in Maryland, right? And so here you've got this guy where the DNC thinks that he could be the next Barack Obama. And the Black Caucus here in Maryland are saying, uh-uh. No way, buddy. Whew. I wonder if it's just a crabs in a barrel mentality. I know Governor Wes Moore is probably not happy with what's been going on. I got Tom in Owings Mills. Tom, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, Kim, but irrespective of the motives of the Black Caucus, have they in fact been successful in torpedoing Wes Moore's national agenda, or is he too dodgy for them? For once again, with your usual intuitive grasp of things, you have hit the nail right on the head when you say, why is Al Sharpton complaining? Al Sharpton, who's more of a victim hustler than he is a race hustler. Al Sharpton, why should he be worried about a mere study of reparations? Because people are not reporting what Wes Moore said accurately. What he actually said was, I'm vetoing this bill for the study of reparations because the time for studying reparations is over and the time for proceeding full speed ahead with reparations has come. So you see, as far as his national agenda, he has preserved a kind of political strategic ambiguity. He can now say to white people, when it comes to the subject of reparations, my fingerprints are nowhere on it. And at the same time, he can say to black people, as you know, when it comes to the issue of reparations, I am all in.
Yeah, no, that's a great point there, Tom. But if you're looking at this now in the national scene, I just look at the, you know, the headlines here. They're not picking up the, you know, the other part of this. They're just saying that he's an awful governor and how dare he do this to the black community.
Yeah, but remember, there are more white people in the country than there are black.
Oh, of course. Yes. Yes. But
yeah, he has to sell himself to the white people, and then later on he can explain the subtleties to the black people
when they're
watching the Ravens.
Tom, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Have a great day. We'll talk more when we get back.
Hey, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. For over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top-quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's a great spring offer for the first 25 new customers calling in. AES will take $2,500 off any additions, kitchen, or bath remodeling. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
Hey, it's Chuck Whitaker, inviting you to a night of crabs, claws, and a whole lot of laughs at my expense. Join us for WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, great folks, and a no-holds-barred roast, where Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and the rest of the crew are lining up to take their best shots at yours truly. I'm the main course, and trust me, they're bringing the heat.
The Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, Trump has another big Supreme Court win. Bad news for Venezuela, good news for us.
Toga, 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 toga.
More fallout from the Biden dementia and potential cancer cover-up of Joe Biden.
Calling Dr. Howard, Dr. Fine, Dr. Howard.
Plus, Trump says Ukraine and Russia are real close to peace. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
Yeah, that's it, ticket.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
I really do love this song. I still do. How many weeks has it been already? I don't know. I do. I love that song. Love the song. Thank you, Brian. We're talking about Governor Wes Moore. And he's done a really terrible job of pandering. And you know, remember he kept saying, I'm so new to politics. Well, that might be true. Because the way that he's handling this whole thing with Reparations Commission, it looks like he didn't think it through. So like I said, he's getting a ton of backlash on the national scene. And there are a lot of black people very upset with him. for vetoing the Reparations Commission, which, again, is just a study. We've had about 20, 25 studies on reparations, you know, since I think I've even been paying attention to politics, right? And so the studies don't need to actually be done. We know that we cannot give anyone any kind of reparations. It's impossible. And on Friday, Governor Wes Moore said, you know what, guys, I got to do the right thing here and I've got to veto this. Well, the Legislative Black Caucus, if you're just joining us, they said, no way, buddy. You got to do something about this. And so they're very upset with him. Now, Governor Wes Moore did respond, believe it or not, to all of this. The saga continues. Wes Moore announced that he is going to head to Eastern Shore on Juneteenth to announce a plan to end the state's racial wealth gap. Yeah. He says it's only right that we continue this story here on the shore. And he said during a commencement speech that, and this is at the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, by the way, he said that the birthplace of Harriet Tubman and the birthplace of Frederick Douglass, which we know he's a huge fan of Frederick Douglass, he said that before. He said, in the home of one of our state's great heirlooms, the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. The governor's office did not provide details regarding his forthcoming policy announcement, but the message Wes Moore sent was in line with the speech he delivered. Legacy based on what a person does rather than what they say they will do. If you want to see this, this is on Fox 45's website, by the way. It talks about how Moore is the first black governor in Maryland. And he's the third black man to hold this office among 50 states. But that's what he announced at Eastern Shore on, I guess that was on Friday, where he gave that commencement speech. So he vetoed the Reparations Commission. And then he announced that he was going to end the state's racial wealth gap. Like I said, there are no details on how he plans to do such a thing. And it is in my view that it was more of just a talking point. Because, I mean, what racial wealth gap? And what are you talking about? Are you going to finally do something about education? No, that's not it. You try to cancel the Boost program. You're in bed with the teachers union. The Kerwin Commission / Blueprint is a disaster. If you're going to end some kind of gap when it comes to wealth, I would think you would start with education. So I believe that this is just a talking point. And I believe that he is up the creek without a paddle. And I think a lot of this is going to come to a head. I've got Sean in Bel Air. Sean, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah. When it comes to Wes Moore, he's dumb as a fox. The reparations is probably a 75% to 25% rating against reparations nationwide. So he's pandering to those people. He'll take the heat from the black community because in 3.5 years, they will have forgotten all about what he just did. And so he's, you know, they will go ahead and vote for him anyway.
Yeah, well, you know what, Sean? You might be right about that. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Right now, though, they're making such a stink about this. We'll keep our eyes on it. All right, coming up next, we'll talk about the juveniles across Federal Hill. Gosh, they're really taking a beating over there in Federal Hill. And also, I forgot to mention how much Beyonce was paid to endorse Kamala Harris. I got to get you that number as well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Visiting Capitol Hill this morning, President Trump is urging every member of the House Republican majority to get behind his big, beautiful bill. The president says the bill, while trimming spending, will not jeopardize Medicaid and Medicare. In Louisiana, an Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office employee is under arrest in connection with Friday's escape of 10 inmates. More heavy weather has pounded the nation's midsection. 4 tornadoes confirmed last evening in Oklahoma and Nebraska, leaving thousands without power, destroying numerous homes and businesses. President Trump continues pressing for a ceasefire in Ukraine, and he says that Russia and Ukraine have agreed to start talks immediately aimed at securing a ceasefire. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 94 points, the Nasdaq off 102 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Tony Mancelino's first win as interim manager of the Orioles still elusive as he and the coaching staff make a fateful decision with two outs, a runner on second, and a base open in the bottom of the eighth.
Who else would you rather have at the plate right now than William Contreras, who has been on it all night long? He has been on base four times.
Ground ball up the middle. Base hit! Terrain coming around. William with a four-hit game gives the Brewers the lead in the eighth.
That away, William Contreras.
Call courtesy of Brewers TV, Contreras' single under the glove of shortstop Gunnar Henderson was the difference, and down go the Birds, 5-4 was the final. After the game, Mancelino was asked why he wouldn't have walked William Contreras.
We didn't want to put him on right there in that situation and risk the possibility of going down two. We also have a ton of faith in Yenny. I mean, Yenny's one of our guys. I mean, we really like Yenny really in any situation.
So two things. The guy behind Contreras, Jackson Churio, was 0 for 4, who ended up 0 for 5. And if you like Cano in any situation, why wouldn't you have liked him to face Churio? The Birds now 15-31, deep in the cellar of the AL East. They'll do it again tonight with Keegan Aiken drawing the start at 7:40 p.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, Derrick Henry meets the media. And that is Stein on Sports.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy and dry for one more day. Little cooler today with highs close to 72. Tonight, increasing clouds with some showers arriving late as lows drop back into the mid-50s. We are tracking rain all day on Wednesday. Also noticeably cooler with highs in the low 60s. Showers will linger Thursday too with highs in the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla frosty flavors, they have some big news for you. They're announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion flavors. So it's the same creamy treat you've always loved, now with a flavor refresh. A refresh on a classic? Gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? inventory. Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com or at your local CVS.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're wrapping up the conversation on reparations and the fact that Governor Westmore is in hot water. Now, I don't know how he plans to end the racial wealth gap, but he announced that at the University of Maryland Eastern Shore last weekend. And, of course, people have been asking him for details, and they have not received any details. But you can read that on Fox 45's website. It is up now. I do have a text here from Lucas. Lucas says he's a first-time texter. Hello, Lucas. Thank you so much for texting in. He said, in my opinion, this shouldn't even be a discussion. The last surviving African-American confirmed slave died in 1940. So how then is there still this still a thing 80 years later? There is no one alive to benefit from it. If there was their kids, maybe I could see it based off dates. That guy was a slave for maybe 510 years. So how can we justify giving people's great-grandchildren money for things that at the time were deemed socially acceptable? We are deemed just the way things were as much as driving a car is. Lucas, great point there. Because at the time it was acceptable, and that's why you did have some Black and Native American slave owners. So it's you know, it's impossible to do. I agree with many of you that have texted in and called in saying, you know what, right now that he'll take the heat from the Legislative Black Caucus. And perhaps they're in on it. Perhaps they know that they're going to override his veto. And then he'll make a statement saying, well, you know, they overrode the veto and here we are. And then he'll, you know, he'll let it kind of go a little bit quiet, and perhaps when he runs in 2028 or 2032, whatever he plans to do, then he could say, well, like you said, on one side, I did veto the Reparations Commission. On the other side, you know, I did not mind that the Legislative Black Caucus decided to override it, but it was not really my decision. That's how he gets out of, I guess, the whole thing. But we'll continue to look at it. Like I said, it's national news. And the Al Sharptons of the world are upset right now with Governor Westmore. I did want to tell you about a post from President Donald Trump on Truth Social in regarding to Beyonce and other celebrities. He says, according to news reports, Beyonce was paid $11 million. $11 million! I hate when people get that kind of money that don't need it. You know? You know, it's like when you see, I don't know if anybody else is like this, but when somebody wins like the big jackpot lottery, I don't know if you're like this too, Brian, the producer, but I always look to see, you know, where the winner lives or if they say who it is, because I want it to be someone that never had like a penny to their name, because it's a feel good story. And you're like, oh, I didn't win, but at least this person won. Well, yeah. So Beyonce got $11 million to walk on a stage to quickly endorse Kamala and walk right off to loud booing for never having performed not even one song. Now, I remember that. They were in Georgia. And you had Beyonce. She did go up on stage with Kelly Rowland, who was a member of Destiny's Child with Beyonce. And they went up on the stage, and she said, I endorse Kamala Harris. You guys remember this? She said, I endorse Kamala Harris. I think she'll be a great president. Da, 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 da. As she was walking off stage, there, you could hear some booing. You could hear some booing. But there were some reports that she got paid to do it. Now, there were other people wondering why she didn't perform. And if you guys recall, the DNC, remember the DNC convention? There were all these rumors that Beyonce was going to possibly perform at the DNC convention. And she did not. Well, Kamala, after that, she had this rally. And there were all these rumors that Beyonce was going to perform at that rally. But that was the one that Donald Trump is referring to. She walked up on the stage with Kelly Rowland and they walked right back off. Did not perform at all. And so at that time, I thought the booing wasn't really good because she endorsed Kamala. I thought it was because she didn't perform. Because that's the second time they promised it. And people were like, man, what's going on? Because there were a lot of people that paid, you know, big money to go to that rally, thinking that Beyonce was going to actually perform. She did not. Donald Trump goes on to say, remember the Democrats and Kamala illegally paid her millions of dollars for doing nothing other than giving Kamala a full-throated endorsement. This is an illegal election scam at the highest level. It is an illegal campaign contribution. Bruce Springsteen, Oprah, Bono, and perhaps many others have a lot of explaining to do. Now, Oprah did receive a ton of money. Now, when she was accused of getting a ton of money from Kamala Harris, it was right after she did like this. It wasn't a really a round table. I don't know if you guys recall. She had Kamala Harris, you know, VP at the time, up on stage, and they were doing like the sit down interview, but there was a live studio audience. And it kind of looked like the Oprah show, when she used to do the Oprah show way back when. And she was up there, and you could probably catch it on YouTube if you want. Just type in Kamala and Oprah. She was up there, but she was feeding Kamala all of these like leading questions. So Kamala, even though she did a couple word salads, they made it as easy as possible for her. And even though she still screwed it up, as easy as Oprah made it. But after that, it came out that Oprah received millions of dollars after that interview. And so you had some reporters looking into it. Oprah's response was that it was for the production of that interview. It didn't go to her directly. And so she was saying, because she's got this entertainment company called Harpo, which is Oprah backwards. She's saying the check was made to Harpo because she had to pay for all of the individuals that worked on that show that they put together with the live studio. So there were a lot of people that just brushed it off and said, oh, okay, that probably cost that much money. But I agree with President Trump that, you know, it appeared to be a paid-for endorsement by Oprah Winfrey. That's what it appeared to be. Now, of course, if this is all true, and if it allegedly is true, then yes, it is illegal. And then you're looking at a situation like former Congressman George Santos, not to the same extent, but it is against federal law. Now, there are people in the comment section on this post that Trump put out on Truth Social. Chuck writes, will we see any indictments or prosecutions? And he actually was responded to by Nick Sordor, who's I guess you could say he's like one of the conservative influencers. He's got a podcast and all this stuff. He says, it's time for us to ask Pam Bondi. And so that's who's going to decide here whether or not they're going to bring charges forward. Now, don't forget, Kamala Harris, I believe they said when she walked away from her campaign right after Election Day, I believe they said she was $20 million in debt. Was it $20 million? I got to go back and look at that. I know Stacey Abrams, when I saw her debt, look, you can end up having debt after a campaign for sure. But when you hit the million status, that's a lot of money. And I think Stacey Abrams was in $3 million. Yeah, she had $3 million of debt when she completed her last run for governor against Brian Kemp. And there were many people weighing in on that one because she was getting all these deals, right? Remember, she was on TV, a couple of TV shows, a couple of movies. She was doing all these different things against Stacey Abrams. And people were saying that, you know, she could have absolutely started paying that money back, but she didn't. And then we saw her name pop up when they were going through the USAID money. And Doge and Elon Musk was saying, wait a minute, why is Stacey Abrams on this list? And it turns out she was receiving money for the organization she has in Georgia to help register voters. But it was like a huge check. So many people assumed at that time she was trying to pay off her debts. And I would assume that's what they're going to try to do with Kamala. I think that the DNC most likely paid these millions of dollars to Beyonce and others. And I think they figured, you know what, we'll get the money back. We'll pay it back somehow. But if that is the case, like I said, it is illegal. And I'm sure President Trump has people looking into this, so we'll stay tuned for that. But Beyonce, $11 million. $11 million. And not even a song performed. She got ripped off, Kamala. She got ripped off. All right, I also want to tell you real quick here, because we're talking about registering voters. The GOP Miami-Dade County, in case you missed it, they actually ended up flipping the district red for the first time in history in Florida. Yes, Miami-Dade is usually very blue. And for the most part, if you're looking at the registration numbers, as far as voters versus population. It looks to me that they did something similar that we were talking about doing here last week. Remember, we were discussing the Westminster mayoral race and how the Westminster mayor, now a Democrat, and she won her reelection there, but she only won. She had 678 votes total. Well, in Miami-Dade, apparently, there are a lot of people that are not registered to vote. So the GOP there in Florida has been registering voters and being very successful at it, and they're registering them as Republicans. I bring this to you not just because it was flipped for the first time in history, because that's, you know, obviously it's motivation for us to do that here in Maryland, but I bring this to you as well because just think about the census and the data that they're getting from this and the fact that they could have some redistricting. If they could split Miami up somehow, I mean, they could end up with another red district there in the state of Florida. So kudos to them, man. I will say, Florida's doing a great job. I am envious. They're doing a great job down there. All right, I did want to bring to you what's been going on in Federal Hill. We won't spend too much time on it. But juveniles ended up attacking a Federal Hill couple last week. I missed this story. I don't know how I missed it. Maybe you guys saw it. But I wanted to bring it to you because, of course, Fox 45 has a report. Take a listen.
A Federal Hill couple is recovering after police say they were assaulted by a group of juveniles.
Investigators say one juvenile was armed with a 2x4 with nails. Fox 45's Alexa Ashwell joins us live in Federal Hill with what we know about this case. Alexa?
Yes, Kymary. Baltimore police confirm no arrests have been made in this case. We did obtain the 911 dispatch audio, which indicates one of these suspects may have been as young as 8 years old. Take a listen.
Patapsco Street. Female on open line states that a large group vandalized her home, then attacked her. Weapon involved 2x4 with nails, bricks.
5 to 6 number one males. One of them very young, possibly 8 years old, in a blue hoodie. And we're going to have a number two male with it's going to be minor puncture wounds to his torso.
Now, I spoke with that male victim off camera. He didn't want to talk, but Baltimore police confirmed the attack happened outside their home here on Patapsco Street near South Charles Street in the early evening back on Sunday, May 11th. Investigators say the juveniles used their hands, rocks, and a 2x4 with nails sticking out of it during this assault. The nails were told caused puncture wounds to the male victim. Both refused medical treatment. Now, you may recall just last week we showed you this line of cars with shattered windshields, also in Federal Hill. Neighbors say juveniles were to blame, as well as for an assault on a woman near Rashfield. We're told young people dumped dirty water on her head. A community leader then said he's voiced his concerns with city and state leaders and agencies, but the cases continue, and he believes it's time for a national platform.
The police are doing everything that they can. I know that they are doing an exceptional job with technology, tracking down these individuals, identifying them, getting warrants, arresting them. But then when it goes to the next phase of the accountability part, DJS just lets them go, and they're back here on the street. I've spoken to every elected leader. I think the only way that something is going to change now is if it becomes a national issue and if the national media put it on TV.
So, Kymary, back to this assault that police say occurred here on Patapsco Street. Investigators say the suspects fled on foot. Again, no arrests have been made. Alexa Ashwell, Fox 45 News.
Talk about scary. Oh, my goodness. So here you are in Federal Hill again. I was very shocked to hear that the gentleman that had the puncture wounds from the nails on the wood panel, or what was it, a 2x4 that had nails sticking out, that he declined any help, right? Can I just advise people real quick? And look, I'm no doctor, I'm no nurse, but when something like that happens, if they break the skin, you got to go look and check it out, okay? Because that could be a tetanus shot that's needed there, okay? You don't know where they got that 2x4. You don't have any idea where they got the nails from. You don't know if it's rusty. And he denied it? What? Well, you know what? Maybe he's going to go on his own time. Possibly. I hope that he does. I hope that he does. But they're saying that one of the kids could be as young as 8 years old. Again, this is not a story of bad apples. All right? These aren't, you know, it's not like a one-off. And when I call them animals, I mean it. They literally attacked this couple with boulders and nails sticking out of a 2x4. How else would you describe these kids? It's a shame. It's pathetic. And where are the parents? That's another piece of this. In case you missed it, two teens were shot in Southeast Baltimore yesterday. A 17-year-old girl was arrested for beating a woman during a carjacking, also in Federal Hill. Take a listen.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight. I'm Kai Jackson.
And I'm Maxine Stryker. We are also following concerns surrounding young suspects in Baltimore, including a 17-year-old girl accused of assaulting a woman during an attempted robbery in Federal Hill.
I was one side of the street, there were the other side of the street. One came out, asked for my keys. I refused. Since I was basically home, I figured I could get away pretty quickly. When I refused, she turned and hit me right in my jaw. And then she kept hitting.
Well, this comes as City State's Attorney Ivan Bates prepares to host a juvenile crime town hall tomorrow. Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost has that story in just a moment.
But our team coverage begins with Fox 45's Vincent Hill and an update on the Federal Hill attack as the teen is now charged as an adult. Vincent?
Okay, Maxine, we're learning that 17-year-old has a long history with police, and now she's on the radar of the city state's attorney.
It was a targeted attack for this Otterbein resident.
I think they figured that I would be an easy, you know, to try to get my keys and take my car, basically.
Approached by a group of juveniles as she got out of her car.
They looked right into my car, I looked right at them, thought it was suspicious. One came out, asked for my keys, I refused. Since I was basically home, I figured I could get away pretty quickly. When I refused, she turned and hit me right in my jaw.
Here are the group of teens running away after the attack.
I was able to positively ID her.
Here's the 17-year-old suspect, arrested and released on an ankle monitor. However, Fox 45 has learned that this past Friday, the city state's attorney's office charging the teen as an adult with attempted carjacking, assault, and attempted theft.
They hit multiple times in my jaw, so fractured, a hairline fracture on my jaw, multiple times in the back of my head. One of them grabbed me. They're all trying to grab whatever they could out of my pocket.
All right. And again, that was a 17-year-old girl with other friends of hers that attempted to carjack this woman at Federal Hill. This continues to happen in the same area time and time again. And I did hear a gentleman that was interviewed there saying that he believes they have no other choice but for these stories to go national. You do have a choice. You could vote differently, Federal Hill. You could stop supporting those that reimagine your public safety. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your home, you're in luck. We've got Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, in studio. Vinny, you were just telling me that now's a great time for home sellers to take action. Why is that?
Hey, Sean, a few things. Home values are up an average of 7.1% year over year, which means sellers can take advantage of high prices in a low inventory market. So if getting the most money is important, keep in mind that our sellers get an average of 3.1% more when compared with other agents in our market. So on a $400,000 home, that would mean an additional $12,400 right in your pocket.
That's really important because every dollar counts when you're selling.
That's why we will guarantee upfront and in writing to get you at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference.
So if you're on the fence about calling Vinny, the choice should be easy now. Call or text him today at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla frosty flavors, they have some big news for you, announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion flavors. So it's the same creamy treat you've always loved, now with a flavor refresh. A refresh on a classic at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, we're just talking about juveniles in Federal Hill. I know the story is on repeat, it seems, but it does look as though that there's a pattern here, and juveniles from different parts of the city are finding their way to Federal Hill, and they are attacking the residents. You also have a situation where there have been drive-by shootings in Federal Hill. And I do believe, I'm going to go ahead and say a prayer, I do believe one day Federal Hill will wake up and realize that voting blue, no matter who, is a problem. It is a quality of life issue. If you think that this is as bad as it's going to get, I can guarantee you it is not. My next guest that I'll have here live in studio, I hope that you listen to Kenny Ebron, because he can tell you, as somebody in West Baltimore, how it's not going to end here. I also have questions on whether or not Mayor Brandon Scott tends to boost any kind of police presence or anything in the area. As the temperatures get warmer, these kids are getting out of school. What are you going to do, Federal Hill? What are you going to do? It's going to get worse. You're being carjacked. You're being mugged. Hit with boulders, 2x4s with nails sticking out. Drive-by shootings up and down the street at Cross Market. What are you going to do as it gets warmer throughout the summer and kids have nothing to do? Again, you heard one of the people there, the residents that were interviewed by Fox 45. He says, well, I think it'll change because we can make this a national story. Yeah, it'll be a national story soon, all right. Some random woman or gentleman is going to get killed. Yes, it will be national news. Congratulations. Or you could do something before that happens. It's up to you. I don't hear many people calling on a city councilman that's now in that district. I don't hear anybody calling on Mayor Brandon Scott. I don't hear anybody calling on Governor Wes Moore. They're saying, oh, we just want to make this a national story. Oh, that young lady that he interviewed, Vincent Hill interviewed, she said, well, my house was nearby, so I thought I could get away. You don't think those kids are going to be back outside of your house another day? Are you slow? Are you delayed? You all are being targeted. Wake up. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Kenny Ebron. We're also going to talk about the Big Beautiful Bill. And also in San Diego, we have businesses that are suing the city. I'll tell you why. I think something similar might actually happen in the Fells Point area here in Baltimore City. We have all that and more to discuss coming up next.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover,